Chapter 11, Potty Untraining. No more diapers. On a missionary trip to Central America, we were amazed by the practice of the primitive Maya Indians in not diapering their babies prior to stuffing them into a carrying pouch. Their infants were all potty trained. After experimenting on our own and after further observation, we discovered that infants are born with an aversion to going in their nest. Parents here in the States untrain them by forcing them to become accustomed to going in their clothes. A child instinctively protests a bowel movement. He kicks, stiffens, and complains. Being sensitive to the warning signs, after having changed 17,316 diapers with the first three, my wife tried it on our new arrivals. When she sensed that the child was about to go, she would hurry to the toilet and place the bare infant against her own bare legs in a spread leg sitting position, dribbling a little stream of warm water over the child's private parts, aided the start of an impending tinkle. As the child began urinating, Deb would say, "Pee pee." On other occasions, if she missed the signs and a bowel movement was in progress, she would rush the child to the bathroom to finish on the toilet, while occasionally saying, "doo-doo." Even if the child was through with his elimination, she still sat him on the pot in order to reinforce the training. He came to identify the sound of the words with the muscle function. Our children became so well trained to voice command that we had to be careful not to say the words at the wrong time. We could be bragging to our neighbor, say the magic words, and possibly induce a release. Now, some disbelieving mothers have said, "You are the one who is potty trained, not the baby." Just as a mother knows when her baby is hungry or sleepy, she can also tell if he needs to go potty. A three-week-old baby is doing all he can to communicate. Yes, mother must be trained to listen. My mother-in-law was equally skeptical until the day my wife said to her, "Stop at the next service station. The baby wants to go potty." They stopped, and as Deb came out with a thoroughly relieved three-month-old, my mother-in-law became a believer. For a while, our bathroom became the end of a pilgrimage for those seeking faith in infant potty training. Many a time, our red-faced infant girls looked up to see a great cloud of amazed witnesses expectantly hovering above them in a large bathroom. Understand, the child is not made to sit for long periods of time waiting to potty. There is no discomfort for the child. An infant soon becomes accustomed to being regulated to about every 2 hours or according to sleeping and eating intervals. Many others have also been successful in training their infants with this method. But one note of caution, potty training is not a matter of character training. If you fail to train an infant, don't let it bother you. You will be bothered enough when you change all the stinky diapers, pay to have your carpet shampooed, and replace the back seat of your minivan. You are not a bad parent if you don't potty train your infant early, just one well acquainted with stink. A hose when he goes. A good friend and neighbor had a 3-year-old boy who would sit outside driving nails with a hammer and dumping in his diaper. I suggested it was time to have a man-to-man talk with the kid about the environmental implications of making such large contributions of plastic and paper to the city dump. The father, a college graduate, explained that he did not want to cause guilt or stifle the young man's personality. I well understood his concerns, for I have seen many distraught, impatient parents doing emotional damage to their children through verbal abuse over this very personal matter, so I suggested a training exercise. First, I pointed out that the boy's mother, busy with the other children, would pick up this big kid several times a day, talk sweetly to him, lay him on a bed, take off the dirty diaper, wipe him with a warm rag, rub a little lotion on the chafed spots, and then put a fresh, smooth diaper on him. Dumping in his pants had become an opportunity to get his mother's undivided attention. Now understand, there is no guilt or blame in this matter. especially on the kid's part, but there is something quite inconvenient. Except for the kid, who loved the experience and must have found it the highlight of his day. Next, I suggested to the father that he explain to the boy that, now that he was a man, he would no longer be washed in the house. He was too big and too stinky to be cleaned with baby wipes. From now on, he would be washed outside with a garden hose. The child was not to be blamed. Cause him to understand that this is just a progressive change in methods, the final stage before he starts using the toilet like a man. The next time the boy loaded down his diaper, the father took him out and merrily, and might I say carelessly, washed him off. With the autumn chill and the cold well water, I don't remember if it took a second washing or not, but a week later, the father told me his son was now taking himself to the potty. The child weighed the alternatives and opted to change his lifestyle. Since then, many others have been the recipients of my meddling, and it usually takes no more than 3 cheerful washings.